This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. I can feel it.
Good morning, beautiful.
Guess what today is?
Flowers for me.
Are the flowers blooming?
Flowers blooming.
Flowers are blooming. The sun's shining.
A vase. Freshly cut flowers.
Who sent me flowers?
You must love flowers.
Can you guess what it is?
It's National Flower Day.
Did you know?
I love flowers.
I love flowers.
Bring me flowers.
It's showtime.
Favorite flower? What's your favorite flower? I know how much you love plants.
Wait.
Having a sip of coffee.
Okay, now I'm ready. I like wildflowers, so yeah, there's wildflowers. Not one particular one that I'm obsessed with.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I like driving down the road and spotting the wildflowers out on my hikes and spotting the wildflowers. Yeah, so happy National Flower Day today. I had a question for you because you frequent this business at Starbucks.
I knew you were going to say that.
Do they charge extra? Evidently, they do. Or non-dairy milk substitutes?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, well, there's these three ladies who have filed a lawsuit against them for
How dare you discriminate against the milks?
$5 million they want. They claim that the surcharge discriminates against those who are lactose intolerant.
God, what whiners. What a world we live in. Everybody's so freaking whiny. Just drink your coffee at home.
It seems to me that if you were... All Starbucks would have to do is prove that the milk substitutes cost more.
Because they do, if you've ever been to the grocery store.
I think these ladies are going to be sent home by a judge, don't you?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Good morning to you. Hadn't had a good time since... Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. This is the last day I think I'm going to be able to wear this heavy jacket that I have on. I think it may be the last day that I get to do it. We're having this little cool spill here, so I thought I'll wear it again today and get one more wear out of it. Truth is, I've only worn it one time this winter. There's no winter. We haven't had any.
I'm telling you, that groundhog of me fit in a fight. Okay, I need the sunshine and the warmth because I'm over the chilliness.
I don't think you're the only one who says that either. You know, I've seen several people who are still mad at the groundhog.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, you better count his days. Old groundhog.
Well, I can't wait any longer. I got to find out what happened at football last night. Her son, Frank, has started flag football. The first practice, just to recap, did not go well. Didn't
at all.
Be there. Ran screaming from the field saying, no!
Oh.
So a new tactic was tried last night.
We did. Well, first of all, from last week, we took away a couple of things, only because of his actions, and we think that they probably led to having some of these issues, which was tablet, TV, and TV at the grandparents' house.
Okay.
So we removed these items, and so he knew that if he went to practice last night, he participated, he could watch TV before bed.
Okay.
He could have his little 30 minutes while he's laying in bed watching TV.
Tactics.
We also picked up snacks for the teammates. We also got out there early with the before the teammates.
Nice moves. Yeah. So, all nice moves.
So we get out there. I don't know if it was God or just good timing. That field was so empty. There was not but like a couple things going on in that field. It was nothing like it was when we rolled up the other day. So immediately he was like, all right, cool, cool. Yeah, there's not much going on out here. I'm at, you know, you could tell he was doing it. And he's talking about he was going to go out there. So we went out there and Daddy and him are throwing the football around. And just naturally, some other kids come up and their dads come up or whatever. And one of them kind of joins in, starts throwing the football with him. And Danny kind of steps away. And I'm talking to the coach. And I told Frank, I said, when he says round up, buddy, I said, just hop in there and just go. And he did. I will say, he galloped. He didn't run. So he had his little awkward things that he was doing to make himself feel better. And we were just laughing because he would not get his hands out of his pockets. Even running. He fell at one point with his hands in his pockets. He got his first football scratch thing. Okay. He's very proud of that, his battle wound. And they had him hiking the football. I don't know what the real terminology is for that. Yeah. We're like, okay. Everybody plays every position in flag football, so there is no quarterback,
so
no lineman.
So he got his first taste of playing ball.
You could tell he walked off that field and he had some pride.
Sounds like they put him at center for a few minutes.
Yeah. Okay. I think the coach also realized that he had his hands in his pockets. So he's like, look, what can I do to get his hands out of his pockets?
Put him on the ball.
Uh-huh. And he did. And it was just, my mom heart was so proud. It really was. And he knows on Saturday, if he does the thing, if he does good in his first football game and does like he did in practice, he can have TV back at Gigi and Paps' house.
Did they get their jerseys?
Not last night. He keeps calling it his costume.
Right, sure. It looks like
Mom, when we get our costumes. Of course, Danny's like, uniform.
Did I dream it? Were you not telling me that was supposed to be last night?
They said it may be at practice, and I got an email that said Thursday or Friday. So, you know, yay, kids sports.
Yeah, exactly. What was the fee for that, by the way? I'm just curious. What was
Only paid $100 for everything.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no complaints there. I'm sure it's just some simple T-shirt or something.
All right. But let your boys be country, y'all.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Country stars. They're just like us.
Dierks Bentley is for sure. I think it's kind of funny because have you ever been banned from something?
That could start an interesting conversation. Hey, have you ever been banned from something?
I was banned from the JCPenney's.
I remember that story.
I stole a pair of sunglasses.
That's because you're a thief.
I'm a thief. And my mama bought the sunglasses and then forced me to wear them every day.
Godless lawbreaker.
Godless. Well, Dierks Bentley didn't steal, but he says he used to work next door to the Grand Ole Opry. At a place called TNN, which was the Nashville Network.
I remember it well.
Okay, it was also where CMT was.
I remember that, too.
And he interned there, and he said there was a little sheet you could sign on the way out that would put you on the backstage list for the Opry. And so he said, I always signed it, and I'd get down to work and be able to walk right down to the Opry and see all these great performers. He said he spent every weekend at the Opry watching his heroes, and he said it was like a dream come true. And then, out of nowhere, the guy who was running the Opry at the time, his name was Pete Fisher. He sent an email over to his work, and he was like, hey, love Dierks, great guy. He can't be over here every weekend. He's got to go. You got to space it out a little bit. He's like, so I kind of got my leash yanked a little bit.
Hey, cool your jets, man.
He said it didn't really break his spirit, though. He found other ways to get involved and watch all the greats, you know, come to Lower Broadway. He says, even in that internship, expanded with the CMAs, the Country Music Association, which got him even closer to the stars. He was able to talk to like Shania Twain, Jody Messina, just interview him, get to know him. And then finally, out of nowhere, he gets his fame here. So I just thought, how funny is that? They're just like us.
They are, really are. Dierks.
Oh, man. What was he thinking, you know?
Like, I see what you did there. That's really good. Hey, we got a world premiere from this guy coming up here on Friday, right?
New music.
World premiere from a new Luke song coming on Friday. Right now, I'm sure you remember this one. I don't want this night to end.
Girl, I know I don't know you, but you're pretty little.
So this is where it ends.
I should turn the mic on before I start talking. I thought I did. Maybe I just Maybe I just need to take another vitamin or something. I don't think I hit the button hard enough to
turn
the mic on.
You need another cup of coffee or something?
Maybe, but maybe. If I had the guts to drink the stuff we've got in the back there. Well, I don't.
I'd make my own. I'd do a pour over. I didn't even use the machine. I just pour it over into using the filter.
I was surprised when I saw you drinking station coffee. I think,
absolutely,
boy, that's weird.
Not, sir. I haven't done that since I was an intern.
Guys, the ranch roundup is underway, and it is a battle, and it's tooth and nail, and it's time for an update. I got to know what's going on.
I am scrolling down as we speak. I have not looked at it since yesterday.
Oh, this is going to be a surprise to you, too?
Yes.
All right, well, let's get with it.
Holy crap. All right, here we go. Starting with our first side of the bracket, we have Little Creek Diner up against Alex's Grill. Little Creek slaughtering them.
Give me the numbers.
412 to 180.
Oh, no. It's a runaway.
It's a runaway.
And it's Thursday. Votes in by midnight Sunday.
That little pork shop, now, they're up against Midtown Grill. And Midtown's making a comeback. 260 to pork shop's 326. So they're still getting beat, but they're making a comeback.
See, this is what can happen. Like I told you, last year, the winner made a rally near the end and came in to win, so it was Tucker's Grill last year.
Yeah. Dick's Drive-Ins up against Center Grove Grill. Center Grove's obviously been rallying for some votes since yesterday, but Dick's still got them, 364 to 219. We got Bully's Bar and Grill up against the Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar.
Now, the Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar was so killing it there for a minute.
352 to 201. They're still killing it.
Okay.
151 votes ahead. So that was quick math. Good job, Annie. John Brown. I feel home slice, baby. I feel so bad. So bad.
What are the numbers?
John Brown's got 406 to 178.
Well, John Brown's on our road trip list for
they
trying
are.
That.
And I found out yesterday someone I know and love works there. So.
So not it's not just Kernersville, it's King?
I'm sorry, I made it all the way to Kang.
All right, King.
Don't play with me.
We're coming for you.
Frady's Tap House and Christo's still neck and neck. Frady's 278, Christo's 273. I don't know how this is happening, but I'm enjoying it. I really am.
Frady's fans, you got to rally if you want them to win.
Ronnie's versus Ronnie's. This is the classic matchup. Ronnie's and Madison versus Ronnie's and Clemens.
The Ronnie's Rumble, we're calling it.
Yeah, and completely two different restaurants, not even in the same entity at all. I mean, absolutely opposite menus. Ronnie's and Madison still beating them, 319 to 249. So it's close, but still beating them. And we have East Coast Wings up against Red Rooster Grill, and 309 is East Coast to 265.
That's pretty close in the
scheme. It is a close one. It is a close one. So there's only about one or two real runaways, but there's still time. Plenty of time.
Yeah. So and by midnight Sunday night, the votes must be in because Monday morning we'll whittle this thing down to eight.
We're going to let you know who made it to the next round.
Yeah.
This is exciting. I love the drama.
Yeah. These people are competing for a plaque made of wood and plastic, and that's real plastic on there, too. So it's a real nice plaque.
My buddy Brandon holds a record. Oh, babe, tell me, do I make you wanna?
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3.
Today's
two,
top
1.
3.
Go.
So I just teased about, wanting to say, ma'am, you know how fast you were growing. If you've ever wanted to do that, now is the time.
Okay.
And the positions are available to do so. And I'm talking about being a North Carolina Highway Patrol officer. There's a trooper shortage going on. And it's not just the triad. The entire state is in a trooper shortage. Hundreds of positions are vacant currently. That's wild to me. That means troopers have to come up with new ways to get them filled as quickly as possible. And, you know, they're saying it's really needed in the state of North Carolina, and that when they have a lot of open positions like this, it causes them to have to pull people from basically specialized units to put back onto patrol to fill all the gaps in. Roughly 270 positions are open, and one of the ways they're trying to get people in is by paying you through school. They say, you go, we'll pay you through it. If you complete the BLET, which is basic law enforcement training. You will start school in Raleigh, which is called a short school that ranges anywhere from 14 to 16 weeks, and it depends on the curriculum. And they're finding other ways to inspire people to want to pick up the badge. And they said, obviously, we're not going to give it to you. You got to put some work into it. But when that time comes to get your badge, they promise it'll be worth it.
You know, it seems that the North Carolina Highway Patrol enjoys a pretty good public image, better than some other states.
You know, it's funny you say that because on the thing I was reading, it was talking about how it's just as important that they don't sacrifice their standards of like the professionalism and quality that they're known for just to get people to hire. So they're going to be, they're still going to be like picky about who they're hiring, of course, like anybody would. But they said the basic reason for the shortage is that this happens in a retirement bubble is what they call it. There are a huge influx of guys. They might retire all in 1 month or might just trickle out and they might do it, you know, span it out and throughout the year. So they're just slowly before they realize they have all these positions open.
Maybe they could pull one of those troopers off a speed over at Pilot Mountain and put in somewhere. They seem to always be a couple over there looking for you.
I will say, you know, I think some people are just scared of the position, honestly. But it's rewarding, I'm sure. And we appreciate anybody who's helping to serve.
And North Carolina has the coolest troopers and the coolest patrol vehicles in the country.
They are very cool. It is 3-2-1.
That's gotten backwards.
That's today's date, 3-21, which means it's Rock Your Socks Day.
Oh.
Every year on the 21st of March, the world celebrates World Down Syndrome Day. And you can show your support for Down Syndrome by wearing mismatched socks today. That's the Rock Your Sock Day.
Okay.
And I'm rocking my socks in honor of my pal, Lewis. And so I know he's going to go to school. He can't wait to see his friends, like crazy sock combinations. And so I'm just, if you've got a pair of your crazy socks and you want to send me a picture of them, yeah, I'll share them with my pal Lewis, who would just be over the moon.
Yeah, or post your pictures on social and tag the wolf in the pictures.
Yeah, that would be great. And I will share them on. But yeah, so, you know, rock your socks today. I thought that was a pretty cool little thing there going on. And the third thing to round out the top three, I'm pretty excited about. I sent it to Dale. I saw it last night, and I was like, oh, it's going on the top three tomorrow. I don't have to tell you anything other than Post Malone and Morgan Wallen came together, and they dropped the sickest beat. That's about the jam of the jams. Dale, please, take it away.
First of all, you're so hip and cool. It takes two to break out into.
There
you go.
No doubt in my mind that'll be playing on the Wolf shortly, more times than you probably want to hear it. But currently, that's a jam right there. That is a whole bop. So I'm excited for some new music and the two of them together. That's cool with me. I don't care. Country's just a little genre these days. I mean, it's not even fitting into a mold.
It's a collection of songs.
If it's a jam like that, we're going to play it.
Yeah.
That's what people want to hear.
We've been
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Before we get to any stats in the Ranch Roundup, I want to take you back in time, all the way back to April 11th, 2023, when the winner of last year's Ranch Roundup found out they won.
Hey, this is Sarah from Tucker's Grill.
Hey, Sarah, what's up?
Yes, everybody in here was hooting and hollering this morning. Screaming, yes, go Tucker. So,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Woo! You did it.
Woo! We can't wait for y'all to come and eat now.
That was the moment when they won.
And eat we did.
We did. We went and presented them with their plaque made of wood and plastic, and it's real plastic on there. And they loved it, and they hung it up. And we ate, and we enjoyed the ranch, and we dipped everything that we had in the ranch, everything.
Tucker's is one of those places that has the, like, bottles on the tables for you. They're nice and ice cold when they give them to you, and they have options. Their regular ranch or the jalapeno ranch.
Yes.
And when I tell you, they deserve that win.
They sure
did. They deserve that win.
So shout out to them. I'm sure they're down there. Serving up some breakfast this morning.
I'm sure they heard us just talking about it right there. We love y'all, so thank you for all you're doing.
All right, stats from this year. What's going
Woo!
On?
I'm telling you right now, this is intense. These brackets are intense. I am going to do a refresh because you never know. We talked about it earlier, and I wouldn't be surprised if some people jumped in and started voting. All right, here we go. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
We doing numbers?
Yeah, I like the numbers.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll try to make it quick.
Yep.
Little Creek up against Alex's Grill. Little Creek has it 412 to 180.
Okay.
Midtown versus That Little Pork Shop in Eden, 326 to 260. The pork shop's got it.
Got it.
Dick's Drive-In, Center Grove Grill, 364 to 220 is Dick's.
Okay.
Bully's Bar and Grill versus Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar. Bully's at 201. The Snack Bar, 352.
Snack Bar is one of our favorite little spot.
John Brown's.
Been hearing about this place for 2 years.
They are on our list.
Yep.
I know somebody works there now. We're definitely going.
We're in.
John Brown is up against Home Slice. John Brown's whooping up on Home Slice.
Okay.
407 to 178. It's almost a runaway. But just like in the game of basketball,
anything can happen.
Anything can happen before that buzzer goes off. Christo's and Frady's, neck and neck still. 5 points difference on these totals. 278 to 273, Frady's has it. Ronnie's versus Ronnie's. The Ronnie's showdown. Ronnie's and Madison beating them by about 50 points. And Red Rooster against East Coast. East Coast has got them in about 50 points, too.
Okay, all right. Anything can happen. Get your votes in by midnight Sunday, 931wolfcountry.com.
Simple as my mama said when I was playing again.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's time again for Frank's football adventures. He started flag football, and last night was an improvement over the last time.
Yes, thank goodness. We hyped him up, and we talked to him about the fact that he's supposed to be there and people want him there and he's going to do great and have so much fun if he gets involved. And we did some punishing from last week because he acted a little wild, and we did some bribing as well. And he knew if he did what he was supposed to do at practice yesterday, because y'all, we're not forcing him. He wants to be there. He's just scared. So let me add that. We're not forcing anything out of him. We're not those parents. But we told him, you could get TV back before bed. He gets a little 30 minutes before he goes to bed every night. And so we said he could have that if he participated like he had said he would. And so we get out there. We picked up snacks for his teammates. He was feeling confident. We rolled past the fields. He saw that they were more empty today. He already felt good about that. And he walked out there a little confidence. But you could tell he's a little nervous. Dad and him were throwing the ball around. And then just naturally other families came up and the boys started playing. I was chit-chatting with the coach, kind of saying, he wants to be here. He wants to do it. He could just sometimes use a little encouragement because he's shy and he doesn't know a lot. Dad's been working with him.
A little bit of social anxiety.
Yeah. And so we told him, I said, buddy, when coach says, all right, everybody round up, let's go, boys. You just run and jump in there. Just do it. I said, there's nothing to it. So he put his little hands in his pockets, and he kind of galloped over to the group.
Which is
awkwardly.
One of his mechanisms.
Yes, and so that's one of his things. He'll put his hands in his pockets or do something weird to make him feel better. And when he did a couple of the hands behind the back running moves, and Danny and I were like, oh, God. He's out there looking like a full-on nerd. But he did great, and he did the whole practice. He came off that field. You could tell he was just feeling like a million bucks.
Yeah, I can bet. I can see him now. I haven't seen. You showed me some of the video.
Yeah, but he was pretty. He had a good time, and that's what we tried to tell him that he would have. And we told him he'll have an even better time on Saturday when he's in a game. So he knows he gets a few things if he participates on Saturday.
So the first game is Saturday.
Yes.
All right.
But recap to last week, y'all. If you weren't here for it, I was an angry mother Thursday morning last week because my kid acted like somebody beat him or were trying to kidnap him on this field.
Ran from the field screaming.
Worried
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just causing a scene when there didn't need to be one. And you could tell he was embarrassed because everybody's staring at him. But we're like, dude, everybody's staring at you because you're acting like a fool. Like, you're too smart to be acting like this. You're too kind. You're too sweet. People like you. Like, stop. Stop. You're fine. There was no shaking him last week. He was done. It was over with. It was so embarrassing, though. A secondhand embarrassment for sure, being the parent who's like, I know the other parents experienced that, but I was like, oh my God. I could just lay here and die right now.
This got us to talking about what has your kid done in public? Doesn't have to be a sports incident, but it's kind of fill in the blank. My kid did blank in public. And I know everybody's got a story. If you got kids, you got a story. And I'm no exception. I have two boys. They're grown now, but yeah, I got stories. I got stories of things I've witnessed. So your little thing, nothing compared to what goes on.
I know I did some things as a kid that my parents were like, I'm done.
Well, I've heard stories about you.
Oh, I got one you have never heard, I don't think.
Is it epic?
I probably would go down in this church's history for what I did on this Christmas.
Oh, it happened at church.
At this Christmas pageant.
Oh, when things like that happen at church, first of all, very embarrassing, but oh my goodness, they make the best stories. Hey, when it starts out, wait till you hear what they did in church.
Yeah. So I'd love to hear your stories of woe from your children or something you did as a kid. 799-WOLF. But seriously, if you guys don't call, then I'm going to have to tell you my story.
Fill in the blank. My kid did blank in public. 799-WOLF.
Girl, when you called it quits, you my world on fire.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. We're sharing stories. My kid did blank in public. Sort of springing off of Annie's son who ran screaming off the football field on his first night of flag football. Going,
I don't want to do it.
How about you, 799-WOLF? Good morning.
Hello, my name's Samantha. I was calling in to give a story on my kids, my embarrassing kids.
Okay, go ahead.
So I had my son, we were walking into Walmart. He's sitting in the car, and I guess he's about three. And a man walks by us with an eye patch on a pirate.
Pirate! It's a pirate, Mama!
And the man heard him, but I thought it was so embarrassing, I wanted to die.
Oh.
Did the man react?
He did. You could see him chuckle and just kind of walk away. He took it like a champ, I'm sure, but I wanted it.
I would have jumped right in. If I'd been the guy with the eye patch from the eyes, I'd have jumped right in there. Ah, that's my game.
The best way to do it.
I would have done it.
And I also mentioned to her off of air that you know, it's a great time to learn that people do have different ailments and disabilities and things like that. So it could have been a great teaching moment to turn that into just, you know, so that maybe they wouldn't do that again. But yeah, we've definitely had moments like that where my kid said something a little too loud about somebody else, and I'm like, dude, shut up.
Yeah, one of my favorites when they were little was being in a grocery store, any public setting. I gotta poop.
Oh my God, Mom, come wipe my butt. Yeah. I gotta poop.
So I witnessed something as a. And you'll be able to relate to this if you're ever in a group. And if you've got kids, you're very often in a group. Y'all go to sports. Y'all go to this, that, or the other. And y'all go to lunch after.
Yeah.
Go whatever. Yeah. All right. So you're all there. Well, anyway, this was a nighttime thing at a bit of a quieter restaurant, not like a sports bar type atmosphere. It's a little quieter. And my friend had these two daughters, and they were very involved in activities, and they're very feisty, and one of them even more feisty than the other. And she was acting up, fighting with her sister, and just generally being a pain. Mm-hmm. And my friend said, Samantha, if you don't sit down and act like a young lady, I am going to spank you right here in front of everybody in this restaurant. Well, Samantha puts her hands on her hips.
Oh, no.
And says, well, why don't you just go ahead and do it? And she said it just like that. Well, why don't you just go ahead and do it?
I wouldn't even be able to blink. I'd have woke up from being knocked out by my mama.
My buddy moved faster than Fred Flintstone at quitting time. Yanked her up and busted her hind end right there in the restaurant and set her down. I'm telling you, man, she's a handful.
Oh, man.
Why don't you just go ahead and do it?
She's going to be a great, great adult.
You know, some of these things they do will serve them well later when they're an adult, but when they're that age, it's like, if it was legal, I would strangle you almost to death.
Katie Kimball just messaged us on the Wolf page. She said, embarrassing kid story. Mommy, did you just fart? Or, Mommy, I farted. That is Frank. Frank would be like, I just farted, Mom. And I'm like, shut up.
And they think it's so funny, you know?
He's at the stage where that is the most hilarious thing he can do is poop anywhere at any time. And he'll let everybody know he did it. He'll stand in line, and I don't hear it, but he just looks and goes, Mom, I farted.
I was at a sporting event with my kids, and there was a kid having this very conversation with his mom, bragging about how he just blew one out. And his mother was just shaking her head. And she looks at me, she goes, I will be so glad when we get past the stage where everything is not about pooting and farting.
Oh, it's all about the booties. That's right.
Exactly. How about you? My kid did blank in public. 799 Wolf.
Oh, man.
Can't wait to hear your story. Wake up with the Wolf Show, fill in the blank. My kid did blank in public.
So we was at Walmart, and there was this lady, and you know how like they have like all the colorful hair and everything? She goes and yells, Monster Mommy.
Oh,
and I was like, oh my God. And she yells in front of everybody. I just ran down the aisle and left.
Lord, 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 I feel your pain.
God bless you, Mama.
Yeah, have a good day.
Bye.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf.
Direct auto insurance is for
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Birthdays coming next. Scott Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's son, who looks just like a young Clint Eastwood, is 38 today.
Twins, for sure. Yeah. And do we have any twins in the birthday party shout-out list?
I don't know. Do we?
I don't know. We'll find out next.
I feel like a Throwback Thursday song. You feel like one?
Absolutely.
Let's do a little Throwback Thursday song.
Yeah!
Mike's singing along with this one. Good one to turn up loud in the car on the way to school or work this morning.
They wake up in the morning and it ain't there.
Local celebrities of the triad celebrating their special days today. And welcome to the birthday party. This is the biggest party in the triad, and it happens every single morning right here at this time.
Whoop, whoop.
That's right. Thank you, Dale. I just had a few last-minute ones pop in, so go ahead and wish a happy birthday to Mark Owens in Ashboro and Nick Trogdon in Ashboro. Hope you guys have a great day. Also celebrating today, Brantley Alder of Westfield is 5. Cody Binge of Kernersville is celebrating along with Dustin Ammons of Kernersville, who's 30. Big 3-0. Your 20s are dead, pal.
It's all over now. It's all, look, the best is behind you, bud. Aww. Just kidding.
Eva Clark of Greensboro celebrating with Ryan Todd of Reedsville, Matthew Owens of Winston-Salem, Peter Loki of Gibsonville, Daniel Pickett of Mebane, Haley Matthews of High Point, Anthony, I know you personally and I can never say your last name. Anthony Cervello of Kernersville celebrating today.
It's close enough.
Marnie Vinluin. I went to school with her too, and here I am messing up another name. How'd I do this?
It's not it.
Marnie Vinluin of Winston-Salem. It is that. You know, we were talking about eye patches earlier.
Yep.
My boy, Sean Popeye Mabe of Greensboro, celebrating today, and he says he loves it. His grandkids call him Popeye. He's rocking the eye patch, and when I say he's rocking it, he is rocking it.
Pop off, Popeye.
That's right. I like what you did there, Deb. Bethany Mills of Thomasville celebrating along with Lexi DeCar of Greensboro, Derek Walker of Ashboro, and Dale's sister. You thought I forgot Dale-O, but I didn't. Miss Carmen Osborne of Galax, Virginia, having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, sis.
Aw, y'all gonna do anything special?
Oh, no. I haven't talked to her yet today. She likes to sleep in a little bit because she works from home.
But let her sleep in then. Call her later.
On your birthday, you can do what you want.
Amen. All right, we'd love to celebrate you, and you've got an invite to the birthday party. All you got to do is RSVP by texting me, 336-799-WOLF, with your birthday shout-out request, or DM on Facebook at 931TheWolf. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. It's 8:03. What's happening in Ranch Roundup? Is it a tight race? Well, for many people, it's neck and neck. For others, it's an absolute runaway. In the first round of 16, voting must be finished by midnight Sunday night. Get your votes in. 931wolfcountry.com.
Refreshing the bracket, and let's see what we've got here. Killing it. All right. We're going to start the other end this time. Okay. East Coast Wings is up against Red Roosters Grill. 310-265, East Coast has it, but not by much. Our neck and neck, the Ronnie's Rumble. Ronnie's Restaurant in Madison versus Ronnie's Restaurant in Clemens. The restaurant in Madison has it, 320-249, but again, it's anybody's game.
Yeah, it is, and isn't the one in Clemens one of your little spots?
That was actually my nomination.
Ooh, okay.
It just happened to make it on there. If I could vote, I would. And make it 250.
But you can't.
I can't. Frady's Tap House and Christo's Restaurant in Lexington up against each other. And they have been neck and neck and continue to be. 278-274. Frady's has it by 4.
Frady's fans, you got to rally.
Christo's fans, y'all better rally. Because so, I love that ranch.
I believe this is the tightest race we have right now. This is the tightest two.
Yes.
Only separated by 4 votes.
Yes. And they've been literally that tight. 1, 2, 3, 4 votes. Home Slice is getting beat up on by John Brown. John Brown womping on him, 408-178. Come on, Home Slice, I'm rooting for you, like the underdog. Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar and Bully's Bar and Grill are going head-to-head. Piedmont Aviation Snack Bar with a 152-point lead currently, 353-201.
Pretty serious.
That was some quick math. I don't know how I did that.
Pretty serious.
Dick's Drive-In and Center Grove Grill up against one another. Center Grove, 220. Dick's, 366. You got to rally your people, Center Grove. That Little Pork Shop up against Midtown Grill. That Little Pork Shop, 327 to Midtown's 260. Again, not far away. You still got a chance. There's still time. You still got a chance. And lastly, Little Creek up against Alex's Grill. Little Creek is 414-180. That's a runaway right there.
Yeah, that's killing it right there. But, let's get it done.
Like in any basketball game, there's always time until that buzzer buzzes.
Just like the NCAA tournament, anything can happen. If you notice, we run this concurrently with the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
First round of 16, up for voting until midnight Sunday night.
And I made a little something for you this morning, thanks to Dale and I putting some brain power together. We got a way for you to display this in your restaurant to get people to vote for you. Very easy, and I'm going to send it out to you on social medias. Here's hoping you get all the votes.
Jackson Dean, this is Fearless of the Wolf.
I believe in ghosts. Most people don't. Ever again.
3, 2, 1.
Are you ready?
3. Today's 2, top 1. 3.
Go.
So if you literally have ever found yourself wanting to say, ma'am, you know why I pulled you over? You know how fast you were going? Then now's your time to shine, because the North Carolina Highway Patrol is in the midst of a trooper shortage. And it's not affecting just a triad. It's affecting the entire state. Hundreds of positions are vacant because retiring folks and people who just kind of trickled out of it. But they say they get these like retirement bubbles where people over a span of a year or all at once just peace out because their time's up. And so it's left them with 270 positions open roughly across the state of North Carolina. They have 100, we have 100 counties in our state. A lot of them are rural, and you know, your local departments may not have the manpower they need to work these wrecks or collisions or whatever, or just be out on the highways. So people are having to fill in the gaps from using troopers from specialized units to cover this. And so they say that, you know, they're trying to come up with creative ways to get people to get hired because they need bodies out there. They said, we will pay you to go to school. The 66 community colleges across the state are offering this. So they, the whatever this is, I can't say words today. They're going to pay for you to go through school. Upon the completion of the basic law enforcement training, you'll start school in Raleigh. It's called a short school. It ranges anywhere from 14 to 16 weeks. It just depends on the curriculum. And they're going to find other ways to try to inspire people to put the badge on. And, you know, they want you to work for it. They're not going to just give it to you. They say they'll be worth it to you. And while they need new troopers on the road, it's important for the agency to not sacrifice their standards of professionalism and quality that they've been known for. So if that's interesting to you, connect with them. Get yourself a new job, baby.
She's been wanting to drive one of those Chargers, though. They're phasing us out.
Are they?
Most of these guys are replacing them with the Ford Explorer Police Interceptor. Ford was smart. They knew that Dodge was phasing out the other car, and they said, hey, we'll just put this Interceptor and these Explorers, and we'll sell them to them, because they're also working on bringing the Crown Victoria back, but it ain't ready yet.
Wow. Pro tip. 3, 2, 1.
Wow.
Why am I counting down? Today is March 21st. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, I get it.
And on March 21st, it's the day to rock your socks. It's World Down Syndrome Day. Shout out to my buddy Lewis, who I know is rocking socks. And every year on 321, the world celebrates World Down Syndrome Day, and you can show your support of individuals with Down Syndrome by wearing mismatched socks today. That easy. If you want to share your mismatched socks, a photo with us, Lewis would love to see it. He can't wait to get to school, see what his friend's crazy sock combos are. And it just shows a little love to our folks out there. So World Down Syndrome Day, rock your socks today.
All right.
And to end today's top three on a sweet note, number three, it dropped last night when Post Malone posted a tease of this new song. Morgan Wallen and him got together and dropped this banger.
Thanks for hitting that again for me. I appreciate it.
One more time. And dropped this banger.
Third's a charm.
There. Ask me how many times I've played that.
How many times have you played that?
Yes. I almost already know the words to it. That is a certified Annie Camp banger right there. And if I have anything to say about it or do with it, it's going to be on the Wolf ASAP.
It's the Annie Camp pick of the week. There he is right there.
Oh, I like that. The Annie Camp pick of the week. I'm going to write that down.
Put that on the list.
Yeah.
Also got a world premiere, brand new song from Luke Bryan. That'll happen tomorrow on the Wake Up with the Wolf show.
She was driving last Friday on
halfway to heaven or hell.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Excuse me while I talk basketball for a second.
Okay.
Here we go. First of all, if you notice things a little quiet, say between 2:45 and say the rest of the day today, that's because Carolina takes on the dreaded Wagner Seahawks at 2:45 today.
I heard about them Wagner Seahawks.
You gotta watch them. NC State at Texas is going to be taking on Texas Tech at 9:40. Again, that game is at 9:40 tonight. On Friday, Duke versus Vermont at 7:10. In case you missed it, Colorado State beat Virginia. They're out.
Oh.
And another game for today, Kentucky plays Oakland at 7:10 tonight. If you could get that, then the NC State-Texas Tech game at 9:40. The Carolina this afternoon, 2:45. If you're going to go to a sports bar, my suggestion is you get there real early and order a lot of stuff. Don't just sit there and take up a table drinking water.
And you better tip your waitress.
Tip them. So that's today.
I wonder how many brackets are busted off that one game that Colorado won.
All of them.
The Wake Up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf.
All that.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. There's something rolling into town you might be interested in seeing, and it does have more than four wheels, but I'm not sure how. I got to get a picture to see how many's on it. I think it may be 2, 4, 6, 8, maybe 10.
The iconic Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is hauling buns to Greensboro. And they say, come catch up with us. There is a lot of puns here. They are literally hauling buns into our city. The giant Wienermobile will be passing out Wienermobilia, including the iconic Wiener Whistles. Ah, the Wiener Whistles! Ah, they're so cool.
I'm not sure what that is.
It's a whistle that looks like the Wienermobile. You've never heard of a Wiener Whistle? You've never whistled out of the Wiener Whistle?
No, I've never done that.
You never whistled wild wings out of the Wiener Whistle?
Okay.
Anyways, they're going to give the visitors a sneak peek inside of one of the Wienermobiles, and they would love to meet you. Anyways, they're going to be in town tomorrow, Friday, March 22nd, from 10 until 2. They'll be at the Miriam P. Brenner's Children Museum in Greensboro. That's off North Church Street. And then I'm going to talk about this tomorrow morning, but they're going to be at Touch a Truck in Kernersville. At the Kiwanis Touch a Truck at North Park Drive from 10 to 2 in Kernersville on Saturday. But it's not every day you see a hot dog on wheels driving down the road, and they would love to relish the opportunity to have you join them.
They pay those drivers $35,000 a year to drive it, and there are six total Wienermobiles.
Yes, and they travel all across the states and do this little meet and greet and stuff. And I got to tell you, growing up, the Wienermobile made a special stop at my house. And I think I've told this story before, Dale. I don't know. But we were supposed to have the Warren Brothers come to our house after some show they did.
Uh-huh.
They were too busy partying up with ladies and other accoutrements that they could not make it. And so my father did what my father did best, and that was Plan B. Somehow Plan B was the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
And here it comes.
God, I wish he was alive to tell this story, because I'd love to know how that worked out.
Now, how did you get the Wienermobile here?
So my dad, he didn't tell us, but they rolled up, and I was like, what is going on? We were having a big pool party and stuff, and immediately I'm dialing up all my friends in the neighborhood. I'm like, get to my house now. The Wienermobile's here. You'll never believe this. And it was so cool to go inside. I remember there being, like, the coolest carpet on the ground. It reminded me of, like, Space Galaxy, but it was all Wienermobile themed, and there was the ketchup and mustard colors out there, and just, it was the coolest thing. And I'm still very, very, very cool for that. I'm not just saying that.
Oscar Mayer's done a great job at marketing two things that they produce: hot dogs and bologna. They did a great job promoting
and the
and
jingle.
Both of them.
Don't even get me started on the jingle
for the bologna.
For all of it, yes.
Everyone remembers the Oscar Mayer bologna jingle.
My bologna has a first name. It's Oscar.
Yeah.
My bologna has a second name. It's Mayer.
And if you ask me...
Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
See, it's fun and it's educational. You learn to spell bologna.
Which is a hard one to do.
It is, because...
Bologna.
Yeah, it's bologna. Why isn't there a E-Y on that?
Anyways, check him out. Miriam P. Brenner Children's Museum tomorrow from 10 to 2. The Wienermobile!
This is where it ends.
webs, putting up polls and stuff.
So if you go to my Instagram, at @AnnieCamp_onair, I just shared a reel of that new Post Malone and Morgan Wallen banger. And there's a poll on there for you to vote and tell me whether you think it's a certified banger or you don't like it. Because I'd like to have it played on The Wolf. And the more votes for it to be played, the better.
Okay.
I just also want your opinion. Should I play a little teaser of it, Dale? I mean, I don't know if you have it up, but I've got it. I can play it right here.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, I'll do it.
Blame me, baby, I blame you. That ain't the truth.
I personally think it's awesome. So if you want to hear that, at @AnnieCamp_onair. I also tagged it to The Wolf, so it might come up on The Wolf's Instagram page. But let's be real. Follow me. Thank you.
Shameless self-promotion.
Speaking of certified bangers.
I bet one of his friends let my name.
Wake up with The Wolf Show. It's time to go. We got to get out of here and make room for Katie. She's coming in next.
Yeah. What are we going to do? Tomorrow preview review, Dale. That new Roadhouse is coming out.
When I saw they were remaking Roadhouse, my initial reaction was, you know, there are some movies you should just leave alone and not do a remake of. It's still like songs. There's certain songs I feel the same way about.
I'm still a little weirded out that it's Jake Gyllenhaal, but we'll see.
He's trying to turn himself, or someone's trying to turn himself into a big action star.
No, he'll never. He's a weak little man. That's his. There's no sexiness to him.
Really, you feel that way about
him?
He
was not a good replacement for Patrick Swayze, at all. We should have maybe tried what's his name, Thad. I forget his name, but he's in that show we were talking about the other day.
So you got your doubts on this one.
I got my doubts on it.
Have you seen the full trailer, like the latest
one?
No,
that's why we do the preview review, and I'm going to judge.
Okay, good. We're good at judging people. Ranch Roundup continues. Get your votes in. First 16 to vote, and going on right now. Got to be in by midnight on Sunday before we roll into the Eat 'em Up 8.
And I just posted on Facebook a little bit ago a little flyer you can print off for your restaurant to get people to come in and vote for you. So we're just trying to help, you know. Make this a slaughter.
You're so clever.
Bust those brackets, baby.
It's that time. Oh, speaking of brackets, things are going to get real quiet. Ava Roberts Sports Bars today at 2:45. Carolina plays this afternoon.
Let's go, Heels!
I was sitting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.